Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to talk about Texas allergies.
Well, I wish we were speaking about a different topic this morning, Tony, but I tell you, this has been a rough year for me on allergies. I don't know about you, but I know it has been for literally millions of allergy sufferers in Texas. Right here in Central Texas and Austin, we had allergens higher than I ever remember seeing. Most record-setting allergen counts were created by the wild weather patterns the state experienced. We had some early warming, then freezing temperatures again, and then there was a lack of rain. Plants and trees that should have stopped blooming continued, while late bloomers started early. That left us with an allergen overlap. And for all of us, that means this year may have been worse, as some of us were affected sooner and later than usual.
Seems like you just can't get away from the pollen and mold.
Well, I certainly haven't been able to, and we all know the irritating feelings of itchy eyes and stuffy noses or runny noses when they're not stuffed up, and then there's pollen everywhere. Even in the summer, allergens are continuing to stay in the air.
Any tips?
Remember opening windows to let the breeze blow through on a cool summer night. That might also bring pollen, so you might want to rethink that. Also, after spending time outdoors with your family, designate an area where you leave those clothes until you can wash them. You can also consider changing your air filters more frequently to help keep the air clean.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.